The chief executive of Delta Airlines says even if the carrier's pilots approve $1 billion in cost cuts, the airline may still have to seek Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Negotiators for the pilots' union have agreed to a 5-year contract that cuts the pilots' pay by more than 30%. Nearly 7,000 pilots must vote on the deal. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Delta CEO Gerald Grinstein, in a recorded message to employees, called the agreement hammered out between the airline and its pilots' union a crucial and necessary piece of a complex puzzle, one that he says, at least for now, allows the airline to avoid placing its fate in the hands of the bankruptcy court.
Given the additional sacrifices that would almost certainly be necessary if Delta is required to file for court protection, it is in our collective best interest to restructure our company together on our own. Our business plan is sound, our cost-cutting programs are on track, and our transformation plan is well underway.
Under the tentative agreement, which still must be ratified, pilots would take a 32.5% pay cut for the next 5 years. There would also be changes to pilots' retirement program and work rules, but Delta is losing over $5 million a day. And a number of industry analysts say it's not clear even salary cuts of that size will keep the carrier out of bankruptcy.
Signs here are encouraging but not conclusive.
Philip Bagley is an airline industry analyst with Standard & Poor's. He says the deal with the pilots isn't the only thing Delta needs in order to survive.
Whether that will be enough will depend partly on just how bad fuel prices get, and also on how severe the revenue environment, the pricing environment in the domestic market is. So this would dramatically improve Delta's chances, but it's still possible that it wouldn't be enough.
Delta made progress on several fronts this week. Along with the tentative deal with its pilots, the airline also announced it had secured $600 million in financing from American Express and some other unnamed lenders. Though for its latest quarter, the airline posted losses of $650 million. This Delta pilot agreed to speak with NPR on the condition we not use his name. He said the wage and salary benefit reductions, while tough to take, are better than forcing the airline into bankruptcy, and he says they will move pilot salaries more into line with the rest of the industry.
The reality is that our competitors have contracts similar to the one that we agreed to today. Fortunately, we had a little bit of leeway at the company to spend some time to craft it in such a way that, while painful, they were able to preserve some important aspects of the contract so that it'll still be a valuable career in the long run.
Pilots' salaries at Delta range from $50,000 for a starting first officer to nearly $280,000 a year for a senior captain. The airline had the best paid pilots in the industry. However, under this agreement, all the airline's pilots would see their salaries cut by roughly a third. The agreement between Delta and its pilots' union comes at a time high fuel prices have been battering the airline industry, and a number of major carriers are now in bankruptcy. Delta says the tentative agreement with its pilots means it can avoid joining the ranks of those other airlines, at least for now. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.